Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
We got Gunnar Holland here and Brock Herman, who are a couple of wrestlers for Coach Arisman. Guys, welcome. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. So Gunnar came on with us last year. We talked. You were a former quarterback, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. How about for you? You're an Ohio guy.
Yep.
So did you play football growing up too?
No, only in like fourth grade.
Okay.
Then, I broke my femur actually playing running back, so my mom didn't let me play anymore.
Okay. I thought. See, mostly wrestler guys, I figure you broke somebody else's femur normally. So was it just wrestling for you the whole way through after that?
Yep.
Okay.
Only wrestling.
What was your introduction? That's obviously a huge state for wrestling too, but I mean, what was your introduction to it?
So my dad got me into it when I was super young.
Did he wrestle growing up?
Only 1 year.
Okay.
So he just decided that to do it. And, yeah, I was very thankful for him. He's done a lot for me.
Yeah.
So it's made me to where I am right now.
Right. What precipitated the move from Ohio State for you?
Just giving myself a chance, an opportunity to really prove to myself where I can be as a wrestler. And I knew I could be a lot better than I was. And just showing that is – and, like, what I did this year was awesome. Because Ohio State, their lineup, you got guys three deep, so it's pretty tough, and I just want to get out of there and show myself I could do it.
How'd you become aware of Little Rock as an option?
So I always went to the NCAA tournament, so I went to Kansas City my first year. I think that's when they got their first All-American from there. So I was like, this is pretty cool. And then I followed it, and I saw Maddie All-American and Steve All-American the next year in Philly, and I was like, that's the place I want to be. And so I hit the portal, and they hit me up, and I was very thankful for it.
What's the biggest differences for you, Little Rock and Ohio State? I mean, when we think Big Ten, you sort of have an impression of what the facilities and everything else will be like.
Yeah.
Obviously, the campus is a lot bigger and different, but,
yeah.
I mean, what about for the wrestling part of it?
The wrestling part of it, I mean, just nothing really. I mean, the Big Ten schedule is a very tough schedule to compete in. And just coming here, I mean, we had one of the toughest schedules this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Matty Bianchi, he had the highest RPI. So I think just coming here and being ready for it is what helped me out.
And Gunnar, how about for you? How was your year this year?
This year was definitely my toughest year ever wrestling. My first year starting, I was a redshirt freshman. But, I mean, I had a lot of ups and downs. I didn't make the NCAA tournament like I wanted to. I lost in the Pac-12 finals. But I think I matured a lot, not even as like a wrestler this year, just as like a man, honestly. I started the year, I think, as like a boy, and I think I've been turning into a man, honestly. And I'm grateful for that. You know, everything's a process, and it's got to trust the process.
What's the process been like for your evolution?
Well, I mean, to start the season, I was I would say my mindset was a little bit like boyish, kind of like I wasn't, you know, I was wrestling like Brock said, our schedule was very tough, and I'd go out there and I'd have top five guys, and I'd be thinking I wasn't supposed to win. And then like throughout the season, my mindset changed. Like I had some pretty close matches with some good guys, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm supposed to be here. You know, I'm the guy. I'm supposed to be winning these matches. And then that just changed my mindset. That changed the way I live life a little bit. You know, I kind of started taking a better attitude in the lifts and better attitude in the practice, and it's helped me overall. You know, I had nose surgery in the middle of the season, so that was like something that helped me mature too, because I couldn't be on the mat, but at the same time I had to like be mentally preparing myself for when I was able to get back. So it was just a process that I was very thankful for.
Yeah, it's understandable. And you know, we talk a lot about how sports teaches so many great life lessons. I mean, there are very few people that are working athletics or participate that are more disciplined than what you guys are. I mean, I would think for you guys, it's such a great opportunity to know what your body can do, what your mind can do, and to make you, you know, ready for the real world out there.
Yes, sir, of course. Yeah, for sure.
And as far as that goes for you, Brock, I mean, has it been – I saw you've wrestled a couple different weights. I mean, as far as, like, you know, the process of getting there. We had a football coach. I keep using this quote because I love it. And he says it's like when he's dealing with parents. And it's like everybody loves hot dogs, but nobody wants to know how they're made.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, really any great athlete, but certainly for wrestlers, you guys go through hell to get where you want to be. When you've moved around, I guess, in weight classes, has it always been the same process difficult-wise, or has it gotten easier as you've moved up in weight classes?
So I actually started my freshman year at Ohio State at 149, and then my second year I wrestled a little bit at 157, and I got the opportunity to wrestle at 165. So then this year – I was able to cut down to 149, and I think I'm just I'm very disciplined when it comes to a lot of it. So, like, making 149, I was always disciplined with my sleep, like getting 8 hours of sleep, getting my meals in, hydration, and just doing every little thing. So I think just the main thing with me was always being disciplined, and when it was time to get the weight down, I knew what I was doing, mm-hmm. and I was ready for it.
What's your schedule this summer?
Just keep training.
Are you doing some competitions, some Olympic stuff?
He has U23s coming up at the end of May. I'm taking the summer off. I'm dealing with a little bit of some, like, nagging injuries, but
yeah.
I'm fine. And really, really focusing on what I took from NCAAs and training off that and getting better from there. So when the season comes, I'm ready to go.
You got 1 year left?
So I'll be a senior, but I have another fifth year, so 2 years.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. All right, and Gunner, how about for you? Are you done?
No, so I got 3 more years.
3 more years. Oh, that's right. We just said you're a freshman. You're gonna be, okay, so under 23, I started thinking you're an older guy, but that's right.
Yeah.
So you got a few years left. What? And you're going to compete this summer.
Yeah, so I was 9 days too old in the rest of U20s. So
okay.
I was born December 21st. Shout out, Mom, for having me a couple days before the deadline. But, if I'd have been born January 1st, I'd have been around the wrestle U20s. But I could have wrestled the seniors, but, like, my body was still a little beat up from season, and I just felt like I wanted to take a little bit of time and grade for freestyle. So I'm wrestling, like he said, at the end of May, U23s, trying to make a world team.
Our question of the day today was, would you rather try to, for $100, try to beat a wrestler in golf or a golfer in wrestling? And we discussed it at length over here. Coach and I are on opposite sides of the aisle here. And then it kind of evolved into a discussion of, I think wrestlers have a certain people have an expectation when they think about a wrestler.
Uh-huh.
But I see you want to be an anesthesiologist, right?
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
So I mean, the whole meathead thing doesn't necessarily fit. And after I've gotten to know you guys over the years, you know, and being out here, and I love that you guys are out on the golf course. I mean, you guys are such good dudes, and everybody's so, again, we talked about being locked in, you know, academically. I think everything you do in life, obviously, you're going to be pretty disciplined. That's just what you guys are about. But just I guess from your perspective, I mean, you've been around a lot of different guys, I'm sure, over the years. I mean, it's a pretty impressive group of people who go through what you guys go through.
Yeah. I think I can speak for any wrestler, but, like, just like the, like he was talking about earlier, the discipline that it takes to be a wrestler, like, especially this level. I mean, we're Division I athletes and we're Division I wrestlers. And, like, like you said, the discipline from sleep, schedule, to what you're eating, like your hydration, your lifts, your practice, like schoolwork, all that. I mean, it's just, like, you can't really be a bad person doing all that because you're doing so many things, right? Like, it just makes you want to live a healthy lifestyle, and it makes you want to be a good person. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Will you guys get a chance to go back home a little bit this summer at all?
Yeah, we'll get to go home. I'll get to go home out to U23s, run for a couple camps, and then at the end of July.
Where does that take place? Where's the U23 stuff happening?
That's in Ohio, okay. Actually where he's from. Yeah. Okay. Pretty close
well,
to his
go
house.
Hang out at his place then.
Yeah.
And what about for you?
Yeah, so I'm going on a family cruise June 21st to the 28th, so that'll be good. And then it's actually my mom's birthday today, so happy birthday, Mom. After the cruise, we're going to go down to Noah's Ark and see, like, that stuff down there in Kentucky. So it'll be fun.
Did you pull the move? Did you get her the combo Mother's Day birthday present, or did you get her separate gifts?
So I got her flowers. Flowers are coming to the house today.
Okay.
So hopefully those get there soon. But, no, I wasn't able to see her. So
did they get a chance to get down here at all?
Oh, yeah, they flew out here a ton during season.
Yeah.
It was my first time in the lineup, and so my dad's always been everywhere. So
yeah.
He'll book anything. He doesn't really care.
Yeah, he wants to come.
he'll go anywhere. So.
Well, that's awesome. How about for you, Gunners, your family get to come to some meets?
Yeah, my parents came to, I think, 2 duels, home duels. They live in Georgia, so they came to 2 duels, and then they were able to go to a couple of tournaments, like the Scuffle. And then I think they went to one more, or I might be mistaken. But, yeah, they got out.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever was close to them.
Sure.
But yeah.
Well, good. Well, good luck this summer competing.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck this summer getting healthy.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Cool.
All right.
Appreciate
you.
All right. Thank you, guys.